Haskell Street, Helena, California, December 27, 1908. Elder Haskell, dear brother, I have a request to make of our people at this time. We greatly need means for the purchase of the property at Buena Vista, which we hope to make the site for our new training school in California. I ask that our people throughout the California Conference shall make special efforts to meet this emergency by sending in donations, large and small, for the purchase of this place. The Lord will be honored by the free will offerings made to further this enterprise. The new year, 1909, will soon be here. Shall we not, before the old year is gone, prepare for a special effort for the help of the new school, and on the first of the new year, bring in our offerings to the Lord? The matter of the purchase of this place must soon be settled, in order that we may take possession. We know this place in the mountains to be most desirable as a site for our school, for a house of worship, and for a small sanitarium. The towns lying close around the Buena Vista property should be receiving the light of truth, the last message of warning to the world. And here among the everlasting hills, the students can be learning many precious lessons that are needful for their education. Lessons that the Lord taught to Israel while they abode at Mount Sinai, the influence of which was not to be lost till the close of time, are to be learned by our youth amid the scenes of nature and the everlasting hills. Our students are to be taught never to lose sight of the sacredness of the precepts that God Himself came down upon Mount Sinai to speak with a voice that made the mountain tremble to its base. All, both old and young, are to be constant students of nature, learning from this source lessons that are of continual and deepening interest. The teachers have lessons to learn that are of the utmost importance in the formation of character and the strengthening of the physical powers. Students and teachers are to study how to tax physical and mental powers equally, and if they will, they may draw lessons of the highest and holiest character from the object lessons all about them. Scenes have been presented to me that have revealed what there was in the education that the Lord desired to give to Israel in their march to the land He had given them for a possession. As the vast armies followed their leader through the wilderness, they were to be constantly disciplined until their wills and their ways were brought into submission to the will and way of the Lord. Every one of us is building a character. Our works are to be under the discipline of the Holy Spirit. Our wills are to be brought into obedience to the will of God. Characters are to be formed that will reflect the glory of God. Teachers as well as students are to learn the lesson of obedience to the will of God, to a "Thus saith the Lord." They, as verily as the students, are to be learners in the school of Christ. Day by day, a noticeable advance is to be made in Bible study. And day by day, the development of character must be patterned after the divine similitude. Teachers are ever to be learners. They are to reveal a constant growth in spirituality, in sanctified ability, and in a love of the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. In the work of character building, every flaw in the individual self is to be seen and overcome. For we are living in the last days of this earth's history and are rapidly approaching the crisis of all things. And soon we shall be called to stand before God without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Teachers, as educators of the youth, are to cultivate steadfastness and nobility of purpose. I have just read your letter, and I hope your courage will not fail. We have all kept closely at work during the holiday season. I never thought of making any provision for Christmas. We are now writing this letter during the closing hours of the day. I wish you might have been with us today. We did not ever hear the word Christmas until today noon. Every worker is busy. Since reading your letter, I have more to write, But as it is already the hour between daylight and dark, I will send this on, hoping to write you later regarding some additional matters. May the Lord strengthen and bless you, is my prayer. We remember you in our prayers. Again, I would say, be of good courage in the Lord. I believe we shall not fail nor be discouraged. Truth will bear away the victory. Light shines amid the moral darkness. We have a tremendous task on hand. The Lord helping us, we will come off victorious. Talk faith. Live faith. The Lord can move upon hearts to give us the victory. Some have said that we cannot get money from the banks to help us in this emergency, but we can solicit pledges from private persons. I have gone to the limit of my resources personally in an effort to help. And now I will call upon others for means to aid in starting this school enterprise. I will do my best. God helping us, we will come off victorious. God is rich in resources. Let us now strive to show perfect trust in His power to help. The Lord Jesus Christ is my dependence, and we will trust in Him. Amen and amen.